As a listener to Global News, you probably already know that the golden age of podcasting has arrived. And that isn't just the view of the team here at the BBC World Service, it's also a widely held opinion in the US, thanks in part to the unexpected success of the crime investigation podcast called Serial. More than 1.5 million people every week have been downloading it. More importantly, listeners are increasingly reaching into their own pockets to fund their favourite podcasts. Our New York correspondent went to meet some of podcasting's new stars.
We'll also be discussing the End Campus Rape movement.
I'm the co-host of Call Your Girlfriend. It's not overly polished. It's definitely like who we are. It's not super edited either. And we've just found that there is a huge audience.
She and her co-host have good day jobs they enjoy, but it's becoming apparent that their hobby of less than a year could become a living. The golden age, with its emerging economic model, represents great opportunities for the podcast pioneers.
Now we want to change radio forever.
A few weeks ago, they managed to raise $650,000 in just a few weeks through an online crowdfunding campaign, more than double their initial target.
People say that audio doesn't go viral. I would argue against that. I would say it's a real virus. You can't get rid of it. It just takes time to infect someone.
Only around 5% of American listeners are choosing podcasts, while more than 70% tune into radio. But it's hard to see how traditional radio can compete with the generation who want niche programs on demand, made by passionate entrepreneurs. The business is hoping that a golden age means switching on those millions, young and old, who've never listened before.
A little taste of the U.S. crime investigation podcast Serial, ending that report.
It was really, you know, intended to show that there's this passionate connection between the fans of these shows and part of a business model that actually could extend beyond traditional sponsorship and engage the audience in directly supporting the things that they love. Of course, language is an issue. You know, you can't swear on the radio. You can on a podcast. But also, I think the hosts on podcasts can think of themselves as talking directly to their listeners, kind of getting out of that announcer-presenter mode that is often the default of anybody on the radio.
My name is Benjamin Walker. Walk-in closet back here is very good for recording.
Clothes and audio equipment side by side.
Yeah.
Is there anything you miss about being in an office?
Nothing, no.